Brothers and sisters, greetings in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，大家下午好。
And happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there.
祝所有的父亲们父亲节快乐。
We had, and my family had a big brunch this morning, and now everybody has left the house and there's peace and quiet.
今天我们吃了一顿美好的早午餐。然后现在大家都离去了，我这里很安静。
And I'm enjoying the entire day. I loved having the kids and grandkids here. I love worshiping, and I love the peace and quiet.
我很享受这一天，我喜欢我的孩子和我的孙子们一起在一起的时光，但是我也很喜欢平静，我也更喜欢敬拜。
I returned home late Tuesday evening from a trip in the Caribbean region.
我是周二晚上才从加勒比海附近回来。
Where we had the opportunity to train pastors both in Costa Rica as well as the Dominican Republic.
在那里我有机会训练各样的牧师。
It was a blessed time of ministry, and I want to just thank you for your prayers and all of your support.
那是一段很感恩的时光，我谢谢大家的祷告和支持。
And likewise, I'd like to thank you for your prayers and participation in our Rice for India ministry opportunity.
同样的，我也谢谢大家的祷告和支持，就是关于在印度的那个事工。
By God's grace and through many generous gifts, we've been able to provide food for over 125 pastors and their families.
因着谁的恩典，也谢谢大家的慷慨支持，我们可以支持大概125位牧师。
Today we're going to continue our series Alive by looking at another encounter Jesus had with one of his disciples during the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension.
今天我们继续我们这个活着系列，然后继续讲述主在主复活和升天的这40天里边，他和门徒的一些遭遇。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 3, we read these words.
使徒行传一章三节。
He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活地显给使徒看。四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this time of worship together.
天父，我们谢谢今天，我们谢谢我们一起可以敬拜的时间。
Lord, we pray a special blessing upon each of the fathers that is joining us.
我们特别为今天参加敬拜的父亲们祷告。
And Lord, we ask that you would speak to us now through your word.
我们也请求你通过你的话语向我们讲话。
Lord, help us now to not just understand the truth of your word, but to apply it to our lives.
主帮助我们不只是理解你的话语，也让我们应用到我们的生活当中。
We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
I wonder how many of you have ever had doubts about the existence of God and the Christian faith.
我想知道大家关于基督徒的信仰有没有过疑惑吗？
Almost every Christian has doubts.
几乎每个基督徒都曾经历过疑惑。
Doubts can come when, say, a friend commits suicide.
这个疑惑有时候如果我们朋友你听到过有朋友自杀，你会经历过，你会有困惑。
Or when a marriage ends in divorce.
或者当婚姻破裂，经历离婚，你会有困惑。
Or maybe when we find ourselves giving in to the same temptation over and over again.
或者是当我们面对试探一次又一次的失败。
When science seems to conflict with the truth of the Bible.
或者当科学和我们的信仰有很多冲突。
When Christians can't get along.
那因为基督徒不能够和平共处。
All of these things can cause us to doubt.
所有这些事情都会让我们经历疑惑。
But brothers and sisters, doubt is not a dividing line that separates believers from unbelievers.
弟兄姐妹们，有疑惑不是一个非界线，不是把我们和信徒和非信徒分开的这样一个界限。
Doubt is rather a tension that exists in the heart, in the soul of every Christian.
疑惑只是一种张力，它活在每一个基督徒的心中。
And our doubts can move us toward unbelief.
疑惑呢，可能会把我们变到一个不信的境界。
But they can also be a pathway to a deeper faith and experience of Christ.
但是它也可能带领我们到更深的信心，有更深的经历。
So let's be clear about a few things.
所以让我们先澄清几件事情。
First, doubts are common to our Christian experience.
首先，基督徒呢，普遍经历疑惑。
Every Christian has them.
每一个基督徒都有。
And so know when you experience doubts that you're in good company.
所以当你经历困惑的时候，你要知道你身边有很多同样的。
Second, doubts are not disqualifiers.
第二，疑惑不是不够资格，不是取消你的资格。
Having doubts does not make you an unbeliever or disqualify you from Christian service.
有疑惑不是取消了你当基督徒的资格，也不是取消了你侍奉的资格。
Do you remember the great commission that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 28?
大家还记得主耶稣在马太福音28章给使徒的大使命吗？
Let's read what it says in verses 16 and 17.
我们来读一下28章16节17节。
Matthew 28, 16 to 17. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
16-17节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
You see, this verse shows us that having doubts does not disqualify us from Christian service.
从这一节我们可以看到，其实我们有疑惑，并不是说我们就没有侍奉的资格。
Because Jesus says, even to those who doubted, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
因为在这里，耶稣对所有的人，包括那些还有疑惑的人说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
One third point is important.
第三点也很重要。
And that is, your doubts will not last forever.
你的疑惑不会持续很久。
Our doubts tend to come and go.
疑惑来来去去。
We have them usually for a season and for some particular reason.
有的时候我们只是来一段时间，可能会有一个特别的原因。
Now in our passage this afternoon, John 20, verses 24 to 31.
在今天我们的章节里，约翰福音20章24到31节。
We discover that even one of Jesus' apostles had doubts.
我们发现，即使耶稣的十二门徒之一也有疑惑。
In fact, we typically refer to him as Doubting Thomas.
实际上，我们把这个门徒称为多疑的多马。
Well, let's see what we learn about Thomas from the New Testament.
我们来看看我们从新约中能学到关于多马的什么故事。
And most of what we know about him comes from the Gospel of John.
所以大部分的信息都是从约翰福音来。
First, we learn that Thomas was a twin.
首先我们知道多马是一个双胞胎。
Both his Aramaic name Thomas and the Greek Didymus means twin.
他的亚莱名字多马，还有他的希腊名字迪图马的意思都是双胞胎。
Now we don't know who his twin was.
我们不知道他的双胞胎的另外一位是谁。
But at times it may feel like you and I could be his twins.
但有时候我们觉得我们你或者我有可能就是他那个双胞胎中的另外一位。
I say this because, secondly, Thomas was what I call a sincere realist.
我这么说是因为第二点，多马很多时候他是一位诚实的现实主义者。
Turn with me, please, in your Bibles to John chapter 11.
好，现在请大家把圣经翻到11章7到16节。
And I'm going to ask my sister to read for us verses 7 to 16.
好，我来读7到16节。 I'll read 7 to 16.
If you're following along in a different language, just follow along in your own Bible.
如果你是看英语的话，请翻到11章7到16节。约翰福音11章7到16节。然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？耶稣回答说，白天不是有12个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光，若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我们去叫醒他。门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。耶稣这话是指着他说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。多马又称为迪图马，就对那同坐门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。 I'm done, Pastor Countryman.
Amen. Listen to what Thomas says in verse 16.
我们看看多马在十六节说了什么。
He was intensely loyal to Jesus.
他对主非常的忠诚。
He was even prepared to go to Judea and die with Jesus.
他已经准备好了去犹大和主同死。
His problem was that he had to learn to trust in what Jesus could do for him, rather than in what he could do for Jesus.
他的问题是，他要先学习主为他能做什么，而不是他为主能做什么。
Second thing we discover about Thomas is that he was what I call a questioning rationalist.
另外一件事情我们学到关于多马的是，他是一位怀疑的理性主义者。
I find this in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 7.
这是在约翰福音14章1到7节。
Again, let me ask my sister to read, and those who have an English Bible, please follow along in English.
我读中文1到7节。约翰福音14章1到7节。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不记着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Thomas says to Jesus, "We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?"
多马对主说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
He was a critical thinker.
他其实是想得很仔细。
He listened carefully and critically to what Jesus had to say.
他听得很仔细，也带着批判。
And he wasn't afraid to ask the hard questions.
他也很勇敢地问问题。
The problem is that his relationship to Jesus was based more on reason than it was on faith.
这他的问题是，他和主耶稣的关系不是因为信，而是因为理性。
Finally, we discover that Thomas was an unbelieving pessimist.
最后，这里我们也认识到多马是一个不信的悲观主义者。
This is what we find in our passage, John chapter 20.
这是我们在约翰福音二十章能看见的。
Some of you may have noticed at the beginning of the slideshow, there was a painting.
大家可能注意到，在今天的这个幻灯片中有一张油画。
A famous painting of by an Italian Renaissance painter.
这是一名意大利的很有名的这个复兴时候的一个画家画的。
Whose name was Caravaggio.
他的 name 是 Caravaggio。
And Caravaggio called his painting The Incredulity of Saint Thomas.
他这位画家给这画的名字叫多马的 incredulity, 就是
unbelief.
不信。
The word incredulity doesn't mean doubting, it means unbelieving.
这个英文的这个给这个画的名字 ,Induity, 它的意思不是说疑惑，它的意思就是不信。
We often refer to Thomas as doubting Thomas. Actually, we should properly say he was unbelieving Thomas.
我们通常叫多马是多疑的多马，其实我们应该叫他不信的多马。
He was an unbelieving pessimist.
他是一个不信的悲观主义者。
Look at verses 19 to 20 of John chapter 20.
我们看一下19到20节，约翰福音20章的19到20节。
Jesus appeared to his disciples.
耶稣向他的门徒显现。
He says, "Peace be with you."
他说愿你们平安。
And when he had said this, he showed his disciples his hands and his side.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。
And the disciples rejoiced.
门徒看了就喜乐了。
But in verses 24 and 25, we read this.
然后我们看24到25节。
Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe."
看24到25节，多马。那十二个门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Jesus was crucified.
主被钉了十字架。
The one who claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life was now gone.
他就是那位成为道路、真理、生命的，已经不在了。
Dead and buried.
死了，被埋葬了。
And Thomas refused to trust in some false hope.
多马不想相信一位假的这个希望。
The reports from the other disciples that they had seen Jesus, that he was alive.
其他门徒说，我们看见主已经复活了，这样的信息。
He refused to believe unless he had his own personal encounter with Jesus.
他拒绝相信，他觉得自己不能看，不能够亲自经历，就不能信。
Brothers and sisters, Thomas' words here help us to understand the difference between doubt and disbelief.
多马这里的话其实帮助我们区别什么是疑惑，什么是不信。
Doubt says, I cannot believe. I find it difficult to believe.
疑惑是我不能相信，我发现这个要相信很难。
There are too many problems and questions in my mind.
有很多问题，有很多疑惑。
Unbelief, on the other hand, says, I will not believe.
不信，其实是说我就是不想相信。
So how does Jesus respond to a sincere yet questioning an unbelieving person like Thomas?
那主是怎样对待这样一位诚实的，但是又怀疑又不信的这样一个门徒多马？
How does Jesus respond to us at those times when honestly we're also questioning and maybe even unbelieving?
诚实的说，当我们有很多时候我们疑惑或者不信的时候，主又是怎么对我们说的呢？
Well, we see the answer to that question in verses 26 to 31.
我们在26到31节找到答案。
Once again, and let's read first of all verses 26 to 27.
再一次我们读一下26、27节。
8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来，站在他们当中，说：愿你们平安。就对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Once again, as we saw with Mary and the disciples on the road to Emmaus,
再次我们看到玛利亚，还有去往以图五斯的门徒，
we see that Jesus reveals himself at our point of need.
我们再次看到主耶稣总是在我们需要的时候显现自己。
Jesus doesn't, at first at least, he doesn't condemn Thomas.
这里我们看到主耶稣首先呢并没有谴责多马。
Instead, he invites him to see and to place his finger in the marks on his hands and to place his hand into his side.
他而是邀请多马伸出他的舌头，伸出他的指头，摸他的手，伸出多马的手来探入他的肋旁。
Some of us likewise need this kind of demonstration of spiritual life and power in the realm of the natural world.
其实我们中间很多门徒也是希望在这样一个自然化的世界里看到主，看到基督徒的力量和荣耀的彰显。
And as a result of this personal encounter with Jesus, three things are awakened in Thomas.
当这样发生的时候，有三件事情在门徒多马身上觉醒了。
Three things that can be awakened in us when we encounter Jesus.
同样这三件事情也可以在我们身上觉醒。
These three things are found in verses 28 and 29.
这个是在28到29节。
Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信。那没有看见就信的有福了。
The first thing that Jesus does is awakens our faith.
首先， 耶稣唤醒了我们的信心。
When we encounter the living Lord Jesus Christ, our faith is awakened.
当我们遇见复活的耶稣的时候，我们的信心就觉醒了。
And it's our faith in the person of Jesus, not our reason, but our faith that is essential for us as disciples.
我们的信心，我们对主耶稣的信心，不是我们的理性，是我们最重要的。
Jesus, as he said in John 14, is the way to a relationship with God.
主耶稣就像在约翰福音十四章说的，他就是道路。
Jesus is the truth about God.
他就是神的真理。
And Jesus himself provides the very life of God.
耶稣他自己也是为我们提供了神的生命。
Brothers and sisters, when we encounter the person of Jesus, our faith is awakened.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇见神的时候，我们的信心就被唤醒。
But Jesus also awakens our devotion.
同样的，主耶稣也唤醒了我们的虔诚。
Notice the response of Thomas here in verse 28.
我们在这里看一下多马在20章28节的回复。
Thomas, when he realized Jesus was alive, understood immediately the implications.
多马在意识到主耶稣复活的时候，马上就有一个回应。
And the first thing he cries out is, "My Lord."
第一件事情他喊出的是我的主。
He was completely transformed by his encounter with the living Lord Jesus.
他完全被转变了，因着与主耶稣的相遇。
This questioning, unbelieving doubter goes on, according to tradition, to become a pioneer missionary to the East, establishing a church in India that saw the gospel reach as far as China.
这一位多信质疑的门徒就被完全改变了。他成了一位传福音的先驱，将福音带到了东部，带到在印度建立多的教会，甚至将福音带到中国。
And Jesus can awaken our devotion, our commitment in the same way.
同样的，耶稣也能唤醒我们的虔诚，我们的侍奉。
If you trust in Christ and make yourself available to him, he can likewise use you in ways you never imagined.
让我们在主耶稣里也随时准备我们自己，同样的，我们的虔诚也能够被主唤醒。
Finally, we see also that he awakens, Jesus awakens our worship.
第三点，我们也看到耶稣唤醒我们的敬拜。
Thomas says, "My Lord and my God."
多马说，我的主，我的神。
A true encounter of the living Lord Jesus always results in worship.
一个真实的和谁的相遇见，总是会导致我们的敬拜。
And this worship isn't something we do for an hour on Sunday afternoon.
这个敬拜不是我们周日的一个小，仅仅只是我们周日的一个小时的敬拜。
It's a lifestyle of devotion.
是我们的一种生活方式的敬拜。
A daily presenting ourselves to the Lord as a living sacrifice.
是每天我们把自己献上当作活祭。
Do you remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12?
我们记得使徒保罗在罗马书十二章。
I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以谁的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是谁所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
This is the worship that Jesus awakens in us when we encounter him.
这是主耶稣唤醒我们所要的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, if you are in a season where you are currently struggling with doubts,
弟兄姐妹们，你们是不是在这样的一个阶段在带着疑惑？
Let me encourage you to be honest about your doubts.
我鼓励你们，首先我们要诚实对待我们的疑惑。
Share the fact that you're doubting with a trusted friend or a pastor or a counselor.
把你的疑惑和你相信的一个朋友或者牧师来分享。
Second, and we can advance the slide. Second, I would just encourage you to try to determine what is causing those doubts.
首先，第二点，我想鼓励你去努力的去找到你这个疑惑的原因。
In my experience as a pastor, doubts are often caused by a moral issue in our lives that needs to be addressed.
在我当牧师的这样的一个经历里边，我发现很多时候疑惑的产生是因为生活中的一些道德的一些原因，就道德的一些经历。
And finally, in the midst of your doubts, focus on the person of Jesus Christ.
最后我鼓励大家，在你有充满疑惑的时候，定睛在永活的基督上。
Have that encounter, that personal encounter with Jesus that Thomas had.
让我们准备好去和主耶稣有一个像多马遇见耶稣那样的去遇见耶稣。
And allow him to awaken faith and devotion and worship in your life.
让主耶稣来唤醒我们的信心、我们的虔诚和我们的敬拜。
Amen.
Amen.
And may God bless this word to us today.
求主祝福今天的话语。